And as we do on a Thursday, let's catch up with the CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo, Craig Neiman. Craig, good morning.
Good morning, Robert. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. I was in the city last night, early in the evening, and the joints are jumping, mate. I popped into the Shamrock for something to eat, and I tell you, it was fuller than a fat lady's sock. It was going off. It was great.
It's been fantastic. The last 3 months have been amazing visitation to Bendigo. Elvis is now booked out, I understand, Robbo, till the end of next week. Glow's now on in the Roslyn Park. Good evening exercise and place to take the family. It's just been amazing the amount of people that have come to Bendigo and visited visited all of our attractions and all that sort of thing. So it's been terrific to watch.
Hope people weren't one of those dopey ones that left it too late to book to go to Elvis. not naming any names, but I rang and they said, "Oh, thank you very much. No tickets."
and breaking news, Robbo, that Bendigo won gold at the Victorian Tourism Awards last night.
Oh, fantastic. That is
for the
brilliant.
Victoria's top tourism award for regional city, and Heathcote got a bronze in that same award. So great news.
Studio audience are very, very suitably impressed.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yes. All right. That is wonderful news. Congratulations. Well deserved too. It's the vibrancy of the city is just wonderful. Mm. Yeah, it is. Mm. Now, the one of the other great things on is the farmers market coming up this Saturday.
Yeah, second Saturday of every month, Robbo. We're at Bellevue Road at the Pony Club out there. So 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's a community farmers market, but it's also an accredited farmers market. So that means that over 75% of the state stallholders grow their own produce or make their own produce. So
right. You
know that it's local, and you know that it's been made with love and grown with love. So high quality produce out there. Recommend it. We were out there a couple of months ago having a wander around, and it's just a great little setup. Yeah. So recommend it for anyone that wants to go out and buy some fresh produce and some great, cooking that's been prepared for you. You can just take it home and heat it up and away you go.
Yeah, I don't know about the prepared with love bit, though. I mean, when I've tried to grow stuff and strawberries and whatever, I stand in the backyard and go, "Oh, you bloody grow, come on."
never put water on them, are they?
Oh, damn. I knew there was something I was doing wrong. Hey, talking of awards, is this a different one? Now, the Bendigo Visitor Centre have got the Traveller's Choice Award as well.
So this is TripAdvisor, which everyone probably knows what TripAdvisor is, and you use it to find your way around, but you also comment on different activities and events and things you've been to. So the Bendigo Visitor Centre has got the second most celebrated business to place to go in Bendigo. And they've been recognised as a 4.5-star rated on TripAdvisor, which is fantastic. They provide a wonderful service to everyone that comes to town, booking accommodation for them, booking places for them to go, giving them advice, all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I understand, I think the Central Deborah Gold Mine was the number one place to go in Bendigo and sort of got the same sort of rating. So
Wow. Fantastic
news for those businesses and areas that were pretty much shut down and really were challenged over the last couple of years. They've come out full of energy and enthusiasm and made a great difference to people that are coming to Bendigo. So well done to all the people involved, the staff, but also lots and lots of volunteers involved in that area as well. So
congratulations. Yeah. And just a couple of quick things too. Colin Sees, have I got that right, is hosting a crop and pasture workshop? Yeah.
Yeah, so this is about healthy landscapes and trying to make sure that regenerative farming, I nearly got that out, looking after your soil, your pastures, the health of your crops and all that sort of thing. He's going to be out at Huntley on Wednesday, July 13, at the Huntley Hall for the day. He's a recognised in this area. He's got 840-hectare property up at Gulgong in New South Wales and highly regarded for his knowledge and practices in this area. So you have to book into that one, so go online and have a look at that. It's a really worthwhile thing to do for all the farmers out there.
Yeah. And finally, a new asset plan to guide future investment and priorities for community assets. Maybe a slightly more down-to-earth explanation of?
we've got nearly $2 billion worth of assets that we look after in the city. Roads, drains, footpaths, recreation reserves, bridges and culverts and also buildings. So we spend tens of millions of dollars every year trying to maintain them and bring them up to standard and add to them. So it's a 10-year plan just to help us guide our thinking and spend, prioritising things, making sure that we put the effort in the right area to make sure our assets are fit for purpose for the community to use.
Okay. All right. It sounds a lot simpler than the line on my sheet of paper here. Craig, fantastic and well done to you and the city, all the team. I know it's a big team effort, but, you know, the recognition that we're getting is just wonderful. So thank you for that. You have yourself a great week and we'll talk next week.
Fantastic. Good on you, Robert. Thanks a lot.
Craig Neiman, CEO, City of Greater Bendigo.